And now, right across Australia, it's time for the House of Wellness.
Sometimes I get a good feeling.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Good morning and welcome to the House of Wellness. It's so lovely to be with you on this Sunday morning. I'm Jo Stanley. With me is Gerald Quickly. Hi there, DQ.
Good morning, Jo.
And the lovely Sally Overmeter. Good morning.
Hello, Sal.
Happy Sunday, guys.
Oh, happy, happy Sunday. I have to say I love today's show because it brings two opportunities to help raise critical funds for research and treatment for two very different but equally devastating diseases. The first is motor neurone disease, which, Gerald, we do know to be a very cruel illness.
Average lifespan after diagnosis, Jo, is 27 months, which makes Neil Danaher's ongoing challenges that he copes with even more inspiring, because it's been nearly 10 years now. I mean, it's quite remarkable. And it probably shows the power of the mind, because right from the start, and perhaps Beck could explain, his daughter, who is the campaign director for motor neurone disease, she could explain what sort of a person he might be behind the scenes, that he can just suddenly say, I'm not prepared to accept this. I'm going to raise money, I'm going to create awareness and make a difference.
And to make such a difference, right, to not just sort of, I guess, retreat, to get this diagnosis and not just retreat and say, okay, this is my thing and just kind of retreat back inside, but actually to say, you know what, I'm going to take this opportunity, and it's not an opportunity, it's actually like something terrible that's happened, and say, I'm going to try and change the landscape for other people.
It's amazing, yeah. So there's currently over 2,000 people with motor neurone disease in this country, and it is a disease that has no cure. But as you say, Gerald and Sal, thankfully we have Fight MND, which is an organisation fighting for a cure that was set up by AFL footy legend Neil Danaher when he was diagnosed a decade ago. Beck Danaher, his daughter, the campaign director for Fight MND, is going to be joining us. And, you know, they've raised over $56 million.
Amazing,
wow.
Isn't it? And we still don't have a cure. Yeah,
Say, Gerald, just to raise awareness and have that conversation, it's extraordinary what they have achieved. So she's going to be joining us today to tell us what is required to assist those who are living with this on a daily basis. And then secondly, we're going to be telling you how you can help raise funds for the National Breast Cancer Foundation, equally important and extraordinary organisation, Sal.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think, you know, when it comes to breast cancer and cancers in general, awareness, exactly like MND, it's so important because people do still, I think, have certain what's the word? Like almost like false concepts, like, oh, it's not going to happen to me, or it's not in my family, so it's not on my radar, or I'm too young, or I feel well. But actually, this is where awareness and understanding that none of those things actually matter, and there are things to look out for and things you can do. And also, this is where it's important that we understand how critical research is.
Absolutely. Well, the National Breast Cancer Foundation have set themselves the target of zero deaths, which I think is wonderful.
Amazing.
And we're going to learn how we can contribute in a really fun way. They're doing this really, it's a very different campaign.
It is.
Asking people, and this is good for you if you are someone who takes photos of food and puts it on Instagram, Sal.
Yes.
So they're asking us to Instagram your breakfast as part of this year's Breast Cancer Awareness Month. Interesting.
It's such a great one. And I think it's good because I do think sometimes with breast cancer, people think, oh, I've heard about that. That's, you know, that's kind of fine. And because we've had a lot of success, but we haven't still reached zero deaths. And that's the goal.
Yeah. So Associate Professor Cleola Andries, the CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation, is going to join us to have this important conversation. And Gerald, you have a couple of health topics, one on iron deficiency.
We're going to be chatting about iron because it's a nutrient that we just expect. I've got plenty of iron because I have meat once a week. Not quite as simple as that. And we're also going to take a look at what we can do to make a difference for skin for skin health and nails and hair as well.
Yes, wonderful. So that's all coming up. 131-873 is our number. We would love you to give us a call with any questions to support your health, whether it's what you need to eat more of or less of, a supplement maybe that you'd like to take or explore, or maybe you have a symptom that you want easing. Do give us a call. 131-873. Next up, fighting the beast that is motor neurone disease.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
What if there was a way you could save young lives while saving the planet? Introducing Unlabeled, a range of cruelty-free, vegan and ethically sourced skincare products made from 100% recycled post-consumer waste plastic. But here's the best part. 100% of all profits from the sale of Unlabeled products go towards preventing youth suicide. So try Unlabeled the next time you need to top up your hand wash. It's just $8.99 at Chemist Warehouse and includes essential oils like lemon myrtle, sandalwood and eucalyptus. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy hair, skin, nails plus one a day is only $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131-873 is our number. Do give us a call with any questions you might have for your health. We'll get to those in just a moment. But as I said, over 2,000 people in Australia currently have motor neurone disease. That's 2,000 people and their families who are facing a battle with a disease that has no cure and very little treatment options. And it's no wonder that Neil Danaher, AFL footy legend and founder of Fight MND, refers to the disease as the beast. It's also the reason that we're all called upon to help whatever in any way we can to raise very critical funds. And so who better to tell us about that is campaign director of Fight MND, Beck Danaher, daughter of Neil. Good morning, Beck.
Good morning. Thanks so much for having me on today.
Oh, it's so lovely to chat with you again, Beck. I know that your amazing dad, Neil, was diagnosed with MND 9 years ago. It's been an extraordinary time as we've watched him battle very publicly. Can you tell us what this disease is from your perspective?
So it's a progressive terminal disease, and what it does is it affects the motor neurons within the body, and these are required for muscle movement. So people that are diagnosed with MND eventually are no longer able to walk, they're no longer able to talk to their families, and they're no longer able to breathe, and that's what takes away their lives. And every day two people are diagnosed and two people lose their sight. And as you mentioned, there's no treatment or cure, and it's such a terrible thing to witness as a family member, seeing my strong, fit, healthy dad go through it. So we're just doing whatever we can to raise funds and awareness for this beast.
Oh, Beck, as Joe said, Neil was diagnosed back in 2013. He, of course, is part of an AFL dynasty, four brothers, all played for Essendon, Neil, Chris, Anthony and Terry. When a diagnosis like this happens, what does it mean for families and, in your case, for your family?
I guess it just stops our family in our tracks. Dad was such a fit, healthy, active person, and we were told that this would slowly paralyse him. We just couldn't believe that there was something out there that you couldn't fight back with. There was nothing that you could take to help fight against this beast of a disease. You got told to tick off the bucket list, and we just didn't believe that that was what we wanted to do. We wanted to fight back in our own way. And I sort of thought, we're very lucky. Dad has had MND for a lot longer than we ever expected, but I can't talk to my dad anymore. That ability to just sit back and converse, and he's a fun and witty guy, so it's tough, but we're just trying to carry on as best we can, and I know that there's so many families out there that are affected, and we need to keep charging ahead.
Beck, some people collect stamps and collect other things. I was looking as I grabbed one of my beanies to go for a walk yesterday. I seem to have a collection. I'm up to number 8, and unless I wear number 8, I feel I'm letting the side down because that's the current one. Are you as thrilled as I am wherever you go and someone's wearing, you will always spot an MND
Beanie.
It just really makes you feel proud. Are you surprised it's lasted this, the beanie thing? So simple, but what a wonderful, and I remember when it was launched. So well done to you.
Oh, it's just amazing. I absolutely love seeing the beanies out. We call it out in the wild because every single beanie is just bringing a concept closer. So you see them everywhere. I'm still seeing them out now, and it's getting into spring, and oh, it puts a smile on my face because it's just showing people care.
I agree.
Want to help.
Just fantastic.
And yeah, the Australian community has just always shown that they support the underdog. They are a caring community and they are so incredibly generous.
So true. Beck, talk to us about what Fight MND does.
So through campaigns like the Big Freeze, like the Beanies, and our next campaign, the Dunhurst Drive, we're here to raise awareness and funds for MND because at the end of the day, we want to shut our doors. We want to see MND gone from the community, gone from this world. And it's through the generosity of the community that we've been able to invest $63 million into critical MND research as well as care to improve the lives of people living with MND. So we are here with urgency at the front of our mind to get the funds that are raised into the best and brightest researchers here in Australia and around the world to fast track an answer to this beast.
And what kind of therapies do people living with MND require?
There's really not many therapies, drug therapies available for them at the moment, and that's what we are fast-tracked to change. As I mentioned, I was told to tick off the bucket list, and there wasn't really much we can do, but what we're seeing is a really acceleration to being able to provide people with treatments to slow down MND. We really want to slow this beast as we march on our way to find that cure. And in the meantime, there's so many care requirements that people with MND need. Every day it changes, so we want to make sure that people who are currently living with it have the best ability to extend independence, to extend and improve quality of life in whatever way we can.
Beck, you've got Dunhurst Drive coming up in October 13 to 16, but there's a bit of a focus on the number 27. What's the background to that?
Yeah, so we've just launched the 27 Challenge, which is a virtual campaign that we're doing. 27 is a really important number for us. So when people are diagnosed with MND, they're told that they've only got 27 months to live. And so what we want to do is we're encouraging everyone to use that number 27 in whatever way they can, whether it's 27 push-ups or 27-minute walk every single day or 27 Ks on the bike is just to get behind this campaign. It runs for 2 months, over the next 2 months, and we want to see as many people out there getting fit and active. Keep in mind, people with MND can't do it, so we need everyone out there to do it on their behalf.
Well done.
Really wonderful. Head along to fightmnd.org.au to get involved in the Fight MND Challenge. If you're out and about where Dunhurst Drive might be, do stop and say hello. It's on from October 13 to 16. And, of course, it's all about raising funds and awareness.
And, Joe, when you look in your cupboard, ignore all the other beanies. Pick the blue beanie. And if you don't have a number 8, shame on you, get a number 9.
That's right. Thanks so much, Beck. It's been wonderful to chat with you again.
Thanks, Beck.
No, thank you so much, guys. Really appreciate it.
All the best.
Yes, 131-873 is our number. Give us a call. We'll get to those calls next on the House of Wellness.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go healthy hair, skin, nails plus. One a day is only $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. I'm Joe Stanley. With me is Gerald Quigley and Sally Obermeter. And we are here thanks to Chemist Warehouse. 131-873 is our number. And Liz in Denbrook has given us a call. Hi there, Liz.
Hi. I'm a bit like Beck. I really want to talk. Mm-hmm. I'm going to cry now.
Oh, no, don't. Just tell us your story briefly, Liz.
And October is Kidney Awareness Month.
Yes.
And there's a Red Sox appeal running.
Hey, Liz.
There are more people die of kidney disease than of breast cancer or of road accidents or of prostate cancer.
Let me tell you, Liz, that in celebration of Kidney Awareness Month, it's good radio, and I don't know if I'm sure the screens are working. Don't forget my leg up. I'm wearing my red Indigenous socks this
Thank
morning.
Thank you. One in five Indigenous people.
Yes. Well, I'm going to wear this with these socks with a dinner suit, and that will really make a difference as well. But, you know, it's all about awareness, isn't it? And these issues are ongoing, and people like you are very important. Kidney health. A friend of mine lost his daughter at 21 from chronic kidney disease, CKD. She, a terrific battler who never let her disease interfere with what she wanted to do, and they're inspirational just like you, Liz. So well done.
Yeah, but most people don't even know it exists.
Well, it's because 90% of the symptoms you don't know until it's often too late.
Liz, I can hear that it's obviously very, very personal for you.
You be strong, Liz. Keep in touch with us, please. And I'm sure there'll be...
Please get people to donate.
Yes.
And where can we buy our socks?
You buy them online.
Yeah, you buy them online. All you need to do is do Red Sox Run.
Mm. Red Sox Run. We're on it. Mm. Yeah. Everyone needs a pair of Red Sox.
And if you want to donate, you can also donate on that site.
Mm. Wonderful.
And Liz, can I say to you, because I actually have not heard about this, so thank you, because with every person that you tell, you are raising awareness. I now know. This is honestly something I had not ever heard of. I've never heard of the Red Sox thing. So thank you, because I will now share this with the next person, and that's how awareness spreads, and that's how we get to improved results and something different.
Yeah.
I can see Marcus in these socks.
Absolutely.
They're a fashion statement. Doesn't go with everybody, but I think Marcus would probably step up.
I think he can, and I certainly will as well. Thank you, Liz.
Thank you so much, Liz. Now, Gerald, we need to ask you about iron deficiency. It is said to be the most common nutritional disorder in the world, but it does often go undiagnosed.
It's very important as well, Joe, because iron actually is important for the formation of red blood cells. It helps our immune system, helps our nails and hair and skin as well, important for muscle strength, important for mental function. And really it helps make a protein called hemoglobin, which carries oxygen around. So how important is that one single thing, which we take for granted? We assume we'll be getting enough. Women, particularly around period time, they will be iron deficient for quite a while. And it's important just to be aware that if fatigue is ongoing, if you're just not feeling up to it, it's worth increasing your intake of iron, perhaps meet a few more times, a supplement if you wish. You can have your iron levels checked by the GP. But why do we overlook it so much, Sal? What are some sensible iron foods we could perhaps include, particularly if we're not meat fans?
Well, look, this is the thing. You can have spinach, but you'd need, like, you know, 48 kilos. And we all know when you pan fry spinach, it becomes basically this teeny little thing. You'll buy a big bag
so
and it's
true.
Like, oh, what's this tiny thing I have here? So, you do need a fair bit of spinach. Tofu's a good one. Lentils, eggs, they're all good. But you're right. I think, GQ, if you are really tired, do get your levels checked, because you probably may need a supplement, you know, and I think, and I see it a lot as people start to say, I want to go vegan, which is, you know, fantastic. Mm. They might want to reduce their meat intake. That's great. But you just want to watch the other side of that, that you don't start to sort of get low iron levels.
We've got to remember as well, many people, Joe, go and just buy an iron supplement and they find they get tummy issues. Now, we've come a long way, and there are now little packages of iron that are essentially allowed to slowly disperse as the iron supplement passes through your system, and that reduces any of the potential issues for gut issues. So get some advice. Important that you take advantage of this new technology because there are some gentle options around.
And it's not just fatigue that may be a sign.
No.
There are other things. I know that a friend of mine had breathlessness.
Yes.
Which is, you know, something that was very random. And she's like, what's going on with me? It was iron.
It is. And to know the other thing as well, I often get contacted by people whose children, usually as they're growing, so 10, 12, 14, girls especially, who are constantly tired. And when you look at an iron supplement or a tonic with iron in it, within a week, things are right back.
Yeah. I was alarmed to learn that you shouldn't drink too much coffee.
Oh, none of us need that negativity in our lives, do we?
No, but but that shouldn't, you know, there's a bit of a folk. We always, it's not funny. We talk about the positives and then we think, yes, but I can't have this or this. And look, in theory, tea, coffee and soft drinks might interfere with the amount of iron you've got absorbed. But that's really not, it's no mountainous issue. The important thing is maintain your iron levels. And if necessary, have your doctor with routine checks. Check your iron. It's simple, it's easy, and can be corrected.
And there's a part to play with vitamin C here as well.
Absolutely. That enhances, and any iron supplement you'll invariably find contains vitamin C. So on the one hand, we're saying don't have tea, coffee, and soft drinks, but if you want more iron, then add some citrus fruits or a little bit of fruit juice.
Okay. Well, always read the label and follow the directions for use. For use when you have been diagnosed as iron deficient and your doctor has recommended a therapeutic oral iron supplement. Well, keep your calls coming, 131 873. We'd love to hear from you if you have any questions for your health. Plus next, the National Breast Cancer Foundation and their vision for zero deaths from breast cancer. That's on the House of Wellness.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Want to increase your iron levels? Choose Ferrograd C from Chemist Warehouse, the most widely used brand by Australians for the treatment or prevention of medically diagnosed iron deficiency in the last 10 years. It contains ferrous sulfate and vitamin C in a modified release formulation to assist with gastrointestinal discomfort. Ferrograd C is just $19.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
The House of Wellness. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy Hair, Skin, Nails Plus. One a day is only $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. 131 873 is our number. We'll get to your calls in just a moment. But first, breast cancer is a disease that has touched us all, whether it may be through a family member, a friend, or in fact, in some instances, ourselves. It's currently Breast Cancer Awareness Month, and with over 3,000 Australian women losing their lives from it each year, we felt the need to reinforce just how important it is to get those regular checkups, of course. And joining us on the line is Associate Professor Cleola Andrees, the CEO of the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Good morning, Cleola.
Good morning.
First up, Cleola, we know there are many ways to donate money, but you are running a very interesting campaign during Breast Cancer Awareness Month where you're asking people to photograph their breakfasts. I love this. Do explain.
Yeah, so look, NBCF has a really simple but somewhat ambitious vision of zero deaths from breast cancer. And we're really looking to achieve that vision through funding world-class breast cancer research right here in Australia. So essentially, just as breakfast fuels your day, NBCF fuels the best breast cancer researchers in Australia to help reach our vision of zero deaths. So this October for Breast Cancer Awareness Month, we've launched a campaign called Breakfast. And we're asking all Australians to get involved and share an image of their breakfast online and hashtag Breakfast, which is actually spelled B-R-E-A-S-T, F-A-S-T, and then tag us in at NBCF AUS and donate the price of your breakfast to help us fuel this life-saving breast cancer research in Australia.
That's a great campaign. It's absolutely fantastic. Let's talk about the stats at the moment in our country. What are they for breast cancer?
Yes, so in Australia, breast cancer is actually the second most commonly diagnosed cancer of all cancers in Australia. In women, it's the most commonly diagnosed cancer and it's the second most common cause of cancer death. About one in seven women will be diagnosed with cancer during breast cancer during their lifetime, and about one in 600 men will also be diagnosed too. This year alone, we expect over 20,000 people will be newly diagnosed with breast cancer in Australia, and soberingly, over 3,200 Australians will pass away just this year alone from breast cancer. And that equates to 9 Australians dying every day from this disease.
Cleola, and perhaps Sal, you could have a comment on this as well. There are various techniques in that self checking of breasts. And it's the same with blokes. You know, we talk about feeling testicles, and if there's a lump or something doesn't feel right, go and have it checked out. So are there special techniques in breast examination, self-examination, or are we? Is there a simpler way?
Well, it's recommended that all women between the ages of 50 and 74 have their regular mammograms every 2 years, and these are offered free by Breastscreen Australia. Mm-hmm. And women aged between 40 and 49 and those women over 75 years and older are also eligible for free mammograms if they choose to attend. Mm-hmm. But there's no one method to use when checking your breasts. You don't need to have a special technique, but really ensure that you look and feel and understand what's normal for your breast. Mm-hmm. Make sure if you're checking your breast that it includes all parts of your breast and as well as your armpit and up to your collarbone. But self-checks don't replace having your regular mammograms.
Sure. Sure.
And we do talk about being more breast aware. Mm-hmm. So, and what that really means is, of course, you know, be aware if you have a new lump or lumpiness in your breast, especially if it's only in one breast, but also be aware of changes to your breast more generally. So the size and the shape of your breast, if there are any changes to the nipple area, and that might include any redness or ulcers or sores, mm-hmm. any nipple discharge, but also just look at the skin on your breast as well. Is there any redness or dimpling there, and or any unusual pain that doesn't go away?
Okay.
And of course, if you see any changes to your breasts that are different for you, you really need to properly go and see your general practitioner.
Good.
And Cleola, don't you think it's important that people don't self-diagnose? This is something I mentioned at the top. Don't sort of say these things like, oh, I'm too young, or it's not, you know, I have no history in my family, or don't presume anything. Actually do go get checked.
Yes.
Absolutely. You know, while most breast lumps won't be breast cancer, it's not possible to tell which ones are breast cancer. And any of those other changes, even if you don't feel a lump, but there's another change, you really do need to go. It's absolutely critically important. And we know that, for example, family history only accounts for about 5% of breast cancers.
Well, we do love this vision of yours, zero deaths. Do tell us how we can contribute to that. What is our National Breast Cancer Foundation currently doing?
So the National Breast Cancer Foundation is, as I mentioned before, Australia's peak not-for-profit body that's funding breast cancer research. Since 1994, we've invested about $200 million in about 600 world-class cancer research projects alone. And this year, NBCF has supported 20 research projects totaling about $12.4 million. And these projects that we're funding just this year alone really have the potential to revolutionise screening, detection and the treatment of cancers. So some of those standout projects that we've been funding, one of them is around developing a new blood-based test to detect breast cancer and identify recurrences earlier. So at the moment, unfortunately, we detect recurrences when they become clinically symptomatic. So a woman might experience pain somewhere in her ribs, which suggests that the breast cancer has moved somewhere. Dr. Claire Sturzaker is looking at developing a blood test where we might actually be able to detect breast cancer recurrence before it becomes clinically obvious. We're also looking at another project, which is looking at understanding how we use artificial intelligence to be incorporated into breast cancer screening to really increase the efficiency and the effectiveness of breast screening. And there are about three quarters of our projects are particularly focused on developing and accelerating new or repurposed targeted therapies for breast cancer.
Right.
It's really obvious that you are at the forefront of really, you know, all the different treatments and research that I think is heading towards this zero deaths goal. It's a fantastic organisation that you head there, the National Breast Cancer Foundation. Head along and check them out and perhaps donate. And, of course, don't forget to share your breakfast on Instagram throughout Breast Cancer Awareness Month. It's breastfast.org.au is the website. You can donate to that and you can Instagram your breakfast. I love it. Thank you so much, Cleola.
Thanks, Cleola.
Thank you so much. Have a lovely morning.
Yes, you too. 131-873 is our number. We'll get to your calls after this.
The House of Wellness, thanks to Chemist Warehouse. Go Healthy Hair, Skin, Nails Plus. One a day is only $17.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Great savings every day.
Welcome back to the House of Wellness. Let's get to some calls. Christina in Normanhurst, hello.
Christina, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Well, how can we help?
I've been planning to get the shingles vaccination. Nice. I'm over 65 years old.
Good.
My GP advised me the free one is not safe, mm-hmm. but the one that has that needs a script is not subsidized. Mm-hmm. So I'm just trying to figure out
what to do.
She thinks mm-hmm. what to do.
Yes. As you say, Christina, there are two shingles vaccines available in Australia. One is covered under the National Immunisation Program and the other's not. And GPs vary in their opinion as to whether one is better than the other. The one that isn't covered is expensive. However, if it gives you protection from shingles for a long time, then it's worth considering. If you want more information, if you go, there's all the vaccination information here on health.gov.au. That's the federal government health department website. And you could always get an opinion from another GP anyway, Christina. So you've got one opinion, but at the end of the day, it's what you wish to do for yourself. That's the important.
Pretty important to get that shingles vaccine, though, because I know that having shingles over a certain age is really dangerous.
And it's so common. I think COVID has increased the risk of shingles, Christina. Mm. There's no direct link that's been proven, but there's got to be a trigger behind the amount of shingles that appears to be around at the moment.
Mm. Lorraine in Moorabbin, good morning.
Hello, Lorraine.
Oh, good morning, Gerald. I'm hoping you'll save my life, actually.
Sure.
I've got a chronic urticaria, right. And I've had it for nearly 12 months, and I've done everything, and now it's getting to me.
Okay. Now, urticaria, the common name for that, Lorraine, is hives. So there's got to be a trigger. So you're going to have to be, and if you go to the houseofwellness.com.au website, the Ask tab, keep me up to date with what's going on. You've got to be a detective. There's a trigger. There's an underlying cause. It could be a food you're eating, could be a little food group you're eating, could be anything, but something that's in your life at the moment is causing this to happen. The antihistamine of choice in urticaria is quercetin, which you can buy from your pharmacy or health food store. It comes in a tablet that you can take about 400 milligram or so. You take morning and night, and if you feel you're getting an outbreak, you can double that dose to two twice a day. But your role is to get a little notebook. Mm. I'd be recording every single thing you eat. And we often see it in children, not so much in adults. You know, it might be egg or it might be something else. Any thoughts, Sel?
So difficult to live with.
Yeah.
I think you're absolutely right about keeping a diary, and I would actually start with less things than more, because that makes it easier to eliminate. Mm. So, you know, start on a simple, I guess, diet to begin with to see where it's
at. But there is a trigger, Lorraine, and the challenge is finding it.
Oh, all the best there, Lorraine. All righty, Gerald, A to Z of Vitamins time. We're talking hair, skin and nails.
And spring's here and we're all a little aware of this. And there are certain things we need for our skin. And in theory, we get these things from our food. But in practice, we don't seem to get enough. So biotin, silicon, zinc, selenium, vitamin C for collagen formation. All of those things are important. And there are formulations around that are rich in those particular ingredients and nutrients. So healthy skin, hair and nails is often a reflection on how you feel. Mm. And how nice someone says, gee, your skin looks good.
Yeah.
So it's important. Just little comments
it's been
like
a while.
That.
Yeah.
Joe, your skin looks good.
Thanks, Sel.
And look at those nails, Sel. Gee. And those things we look at, we look at our hair every day, skin every day, nails every day, and it makes sense to try and keep them in good shape. So if you can concerned about it, have a look at your lifestyle, but also there are some supplements that you can get advice from. But they're the nutrients, biotin, silicon, zinc. They're the important things there. But vitamin C for collagen and formation, and selenium stops, it's an antioxidant, stops you aging.
Sounds good.
Makes a note.
Well, the A to Z of vitamins is brought to you by Go Healthy's Go Hair, Skin and Nails, a convenient one-a-day formulation to help hair, skin and nail health. Thanks again to all of our callers. As you said, Gerald, head along to houseofwellness.com.au to that Ask tab. And we'll be back with more House of Wellness after this.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Feeling low on energy? Try Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex from Chemist Warehouse. Formulated with activated vitamin B5, B6 and B12, it helps support energy production, nervous system health and a healthy stress response in the body. Go back to being your energetic self with Go Healthy Pro Activated B Complex. In a convenient one-a-day dose for just $35.99 at Chemist Warehouse. Always read the label and follow the directions for use. Chemist Warehouse, great savings every day.
You're listening to the House of Wellness right across Australia. Thanks to Chemist Warehouse, the home of real brands and real savings.
Well, Sally and Gerald, it's been very lovely to spend this last hour with you. Normally we'd be saying head along to Channel 7 to see House of Wellness TV, but Bathurst 1000 is on today.
It's so a car race, I gather, isn't
that's
it?
That's right. Yes, I believe they drive very fast around a mountain.
In the rain.
Yeah, incredible. Incredible. So, Sal, it's been lovely to see you.
Lovely to spend this morning with you guys.
Very quickly, what are you cooking today that I should be doing?
Well, do you know, I think I'm going to actually go out for breakfast today after that chat about NBC.
Take a photo.
So, yes, and take a photo. So I'm actually going to give myself the day off cooking.
Oh, very nice. What do you have? What's your brekkie of choice?
Scrambled eggs, always.
Yes.
Lovely. Keep with an eye, all the sides.
Keep an eye at Sal on the photo for the gentleman who pushes our buttons here who said the best bagel of all time for breakfast. We can't take a photo because he's eaten it.
It's in his stomach.
Oh, my gosh, it went down very quickly. Gerald, thank you so much. As
hey,
always,
Jo.
Great to see
Good
you.
Good to see you. Thanks, Sal.
Of course, you can head along to houseofwellness.com.au/radio to catch up on any of our previous episodes and any information that you're wanting to chase up. Thanks again to our friends at Chemist Warehouse, as always, and we will see you all next week.